Day after day we work, 7 days a week. Some months, if we have been very productive workers, we are given half a day to rest. In those hours, Ma and us girls wash our clothes in a nearby stream, but without detergent they are not very clean. I look forward to those hours off as our special time together. Of the 500 or so new people in our village, there are only 2 or 3 babies among the families. Although I cannot fully understand her words, I overhear Ma say women are so overworked, underfed, and filled with fear that most cannot become pregnant anymore. Even when they do, many suffer miscarriages. Most newborn babies do not survive more than a couple of days. Pa says there will be a generation of children completely missing from our country. Shaking his head, he looks at Gek.
The first victims are always the children.
Pa says Gek will not become the Khmer Rouge's next victim because the chief likes him. The chief allows Keem to bring extra food home, and he knows that things are easier for us because of that. Pa works harder and longer than anyone else in the village. Because of his humble upbringing, Pa has many skills and can do anything the chief asks of him. He is a skilled carpenter, builder, and farmer. Pa is always quiet and even seems enthusiastic about the work, a trait which proves to the chief that Pa is an uncorrupted man. He picks Pa to be the leader of the new people, a position that comes with a raise in the food ration. Though the young Kar says we are all equal in democratic Kampuchea, we are not. We live and are treated like slaves. In our garden, the Angkar provides us with seeds, and we may plant anything we choose, but everything we grow belongs not to us, but to the community. The base people eat the berries and vegetables from the community gardens, but the new people are punished if they do. During harvest season, the crops from the fields are turned over to the village chief, who then rations the food to the 50 families. As always, no matter how plentiful the crops, there is never enough food for the new people. Stealing food is viewed as a heinous crime, and if caught, offenders risk either getting their fingers cut off in the public square or being forced to grow a vegetable garden in an area near identified minefields. The Khmer Rouge soldiers planted these landmines to protect the provinces they took over from the Lon Nol army during the revolution. Since the Khmer Rouge planted so many landmines and drew no maps of where these mines are, now many people are injured or killed traversing these areas. People who work in these areas do not come back to the village. If people step on one and their arms or legs blown off, they are no longer of any value to the Angkar. The soldiers then shoot them to finish the job. In the new, pure agrarian society, there is no place for disabled people. The Khmer Rouge government also bans the practice of religion. Keem says the Angkar do not want people worshipping any gods or goddesses that might take away devotion to the Angkar. To ensure that this rule is enforced, the soldiers destroyed Buddhist temples and worshipping sites throughout the country, with major destruction done to the area known as Angkor Wat, an ancient religious site important in Kampuchean history.